Please be seated. So, brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise up against parents and have them put to death, and you will be hated by all. The lectionary people really know how to set you up for a Father's Day sermon, don't they? But that's okay, because I'm not doing a Father's Day sermon. Instead, I want you to hear another part of the gospel again. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest field." That section of the gospel is where I found myself this week, particularly the idea that Jesus did so much of what he did because of compassion. Now think about that. All of us know how important compassion is, although increasingly it doesn't seem like we always know how to show it. It's an age-old truth that so many in this world struggle to get along without anyone to direct them, a world in which so many are left without a strong and caring presence in their lives. It was true in the time of Jesus, and it's just as true today, that there are so many people who are like sheep without a shepherd, wandering, lost, often alone, often embittered, harassed, and helpless. I guess that's why the harvest is always going to be plentiful. But I also think it's important for us to understand how Jesus responded to a world like that, so that we might go and do likewise. Jesus responded not with cause and effect or with judgment, but with compassion. And have you ever really considered what that word means, compassion? I think most of us who try to do the right thing, who try to help those in need and feel for those who are not as blessed, and yes, I'm using that word in quotes, as blessed as we are, would consider ourselves to be compassionate people, right? But when Noah Webster published that first dictionary in 1828, he defined compassion as suffering with another, as painful sympathy. And he used today's gospel text as his illustration. Painful sympathy. Have you ever considered compassion in that particular sense? Because it changes things for me. To have compassion means more than just feeling sorry for someone. It means to get down where they are, in the midst of their need, and to suffer with them in the midst of their pain. Which means compassion is more than just a feeling or an emotion, which makes the whole thing pretty challenging. Compassion means you see a problem. You're moved by that need. You go to where the problem is, and you get your hands dirty, trying to help one person after another. That's what it meant in Jesus' time. Jesus had compassion. Jesus had compassion a whole lot in the Gospels. Jesus had compassion on a great crowd that was following him, so he healed the sick and he fed 5,000 people. There was another crowd. It says Jesus had compassion on them and he fed 4,000 people. Jesus saw two blind men of Jericho and was filled with compassion and healed them on the spot. Jesus touched a leper against all cultural norms and healed him because he was moved with compassion. I hope you see where I'm going with this. Compassion is not just a feeling. It is a commitment to get involved with hurting people, moving from that feeling to actually doing something. And I can't help but wonder, in a world that seems maybe more troubled than ever before, if we somehow need a new birth of compassion. Compassion Jesus style. The type of compassion that moves us into doing something. Not as some huge grandiose church program, but personally, individually. Because the harvest is plentiful all around us every single day. You can't rescue every needy baby in the world. You can't feed every child. You can't save every broken home. You can't shelter every homeless or lost person. But you can light a candle in the darkness. You can respond to those who God puts in your path. And that is hard and sometimes slow work. But the victories are real. And sometimes the work of grace is amazing in a broken human life. We will rarely know what showing compassion will demand of us. Sometimes the help you might give will be brief and easy, and other times you're going to discover the demands are long-lasting and heavy to bear. And most of the time, you're not going to be able to do it by yourselves. But every single one of us can do something. Because compassion is not something you merely talk about, it's something you do. Compassion begins by seeing the world around you with new eyes, eyes that see the real needs of people you come across. And you'll find sheep without a shepherd all around you. You can see them where you work. You might live next door to them. Your children go to school with them. They're out there just longing for someone, anyone, to show a little compassion. They're the people in your life who need the help that only you can give, if only we'll take the time to see them. Some people just need a word of encouragement, and you're the one who can give them that exact word. Some people are staggering beneath a heavy load, and you're the only person who can lift that burden from them. Some people are about to quit, and you're the only one who can keep them in the race. Some have been hit by an incredible string of trials, and you're the only one who can help them keep going. And it is with such compassion that the world around us begins to change. Not through big church programs and ministries, but one heart at a time. One life at a time. Because compassion that isn't personal really isn't compassion. May God help us to be people of real compassion. Real compassion. To reach out and to touch a hurting world, because the harvest is truly plentiful. And may you be God's answer to someone who needs to know what compassion really is all about. God love you. Amen.